Time for sports. We've had a week of NBA conference semifinals. Eight teams are trying to fight their way to the championship. Last night, the Utah Jazz showed the LA Lakers why they have the best home record in the NBA, beating the Lakers 104-99. But the Jazz are still down 2-1 in the series. Our best guy in the paint, Howard Bryant, joins us now. Good morning, Howard.
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much. So Utah had a decisive win last night, but even if they win the next two games, they'll have to take one from the Lakers in Los Angeles.
Yeah, they have to, and you're supposed to. If you're going to be a championship team, you have to win a game on the road, which is a message that the Boston Celtics have to listen to as well. I actually thought that Utah was going to be very good in this series. I really like what they do. I love Carlos Boozer. I love Deron Williams. But there's just something about that Utah team. They just need one more guy. It really seems like the franchise has been, it's been a two-man franchise ever since the Karl Malone and John Stockton days. If they had one more scorer, I think they could win the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. The Lakers' Kobe Bryant had 34 points last night and was awarded this year's MVP award this week. Some people say that that perhaps should have gone to Chris Paul of the New Orleans Hornets. What do you think?
I think you could make a great argument. I really didn't have a problem with Kobe winning the MVP. He's the best two-way player in the game. I think he's the most polished player in the game right now. I think the problem that I'd had with the MVP voting was that it wasn't closer. Chris Paul is a phenomenal, phenomenal basketball player. And as I've said here before, the over-marketing of Kobe Bryant and LeBron James really does a disservice to the NBA because you don't get to see a player like Chris Paul play as much. He is a very, very exciting player, and I think he's the most exciting young player in the game.
Yeah, I've talked to basketball friends who really haven't seen him play, even though he's, as you say, one of the most exciting players we have.
And that's the big problem, because I think that the NBA doesn't understand. For years, the marketing attitude had been, market the players, market the players, market the players, and you find one guy from the 1990s, it was Michael Jordan, and the NBA doesn't need a savior anymore. You've got great teams. You've got Detroit. You've got San Antonio. You've got this young team in New Orleans. And by over focus on Cleveland and on the Lakers, but especially on Cleveland, you're really undermining your product.
Chris Paul's Hornets are in San Antonio tomorrow night. Are they going to spoil the Spurs' return to the finals?
Well, I never count out Tim Duncan, and this goes back to what we were saying before. If he's won four championships, the San Antonio Spurs are the toughest team that I can remember. They're as tough as the Bulls were. They're as tough as the Celtics and the Pistons and the Lakers of the 80s. I'm not going to count them out until it's over, until I look at them and say they were beaten four times.
Howard Bryant, senior writer for ESPN.com and ESPN the magazine and ESPN the High Tops. Thanks so much, Howard.
Thank you.